And when did the local? I mean, obviously that I was assumed that started being questioned at some point, and
it was
quite a while.
Yes, it was always getting nibbled at, and when I was still chairman, sitting up here, of course, it didn't help. You know, we got to know the Arts Council quite well, Val Millington and people like this, but we just didn't get to know the local art associations and organisations. We didn't try to, not for ages.
But then the local people would be Jeremy and Rupert. They were working in Bristol anyway, weren't they?
Well, Jeremy was still there, but Rupert, of course, became a parson quite quickly.
Yeah.
So he moved away. Yes. Yes, so we were very proud of our links with Arnolfini and relied on them enormously, right up to recently.
Which hopefully we'll get back in again.
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
So from the opening, I understand that it became public. People started coming, and the trails got beaten in, basically.
Yes. Yeah. What the big mistake, I suppose. Well, I'm not sure if we'd have had it different, but it turned out to be an expensive business. We said to the artists, we want you to interpret a space in the forest within half an hour of a walk of Speech House. And I think it was a half an hour, not an hour. And we put no further conditions on them, which made them utterly, blissfully happy. But of course, it meant that we finished up with these six and then another eight places which weren't necessarily on paths. And so that was a really big expense, because the place got it just had to have a trail. We were hoping that in the very early times we were hoping it would become a treasure hunt and people would wander through the woods, but that was hopeless.
No,
people really vituperatively rang us up and wrote to us saying, I've missed so-and-so, why can't you label it and why can't you stipe it?
Yeah.
And we just had to.
And did that become the responsibility of the Forestry Commission to provide that information, or was it the Trust, or did they work together to do that?
No, it became... The Trust really never had staff or cash even to do this sort of thing. And the Commission were quite happy to do it. I don't, you know, we've always had a pretty good relationship with them. Because we were always aiming to be a supporters club. We weren't trying to be an independent group of highfalutin artists or anything like that. Which I fear that they've gone just... They've completely separated themselves from it.
Well, they have now at Grisdale. But I think for me coming in now, one of the things that interests me as well is how did